couple notes here. We're going to get to the Tigers at 5 o'clock. We talked Lions, Odyssey.com Rewind. Even opened up with how much I loathe Friday Night Football. And a little bit on Michigan State. We're going to talk Michigan. But I want to give David a chance with the ticket text. And then I want to do a psychology check with Michigan fans. Because I don't know that I can figure out where they're at. It's a very bizarre time we live in. Michigan fans, the one thing you can count on is they're going to be verbose. But they're nowhere. And I wonder if it's just apathy. Are they resigned to knowing they're not very good, even though they escaped last week with the help of the officials? Like, do you feel like you're going out to get your head taken off tomorrow night in Seattle? Or are you just not paying attention? I don't know. It's a bizarre place to be where you go from the last 3 years, cheating or not, the last 3 years, to you're a service academy. Like, Donovan Edwards isn't any good. You don't have a quarterback. Your O-line is not great. And the defense is good, not great. And they're horrible to watch. So I wanted to ask.
Could it be D, hangover effect, where you won the title and you're still a little hungover from everything that's gone on for the past few years? And, yeah, we're not winning. Yeah, that's okay. Let's go ahead and watch that championship game.
But it's very weird because I don't remember Michigan being an underdog much of any of the last 3 years. And, yes, against OSU, but those were spots to me that I liked them in that spot. I bet them. But this is when you're going, wait, Michigan underdog to an unranked team? So this is the folly of the AP poll. How could Michigan possibly be number 10 and possibly be underdog to an unranked, fairly average UW team? That's, to me, that's telling. And when it looks too easy, it often, well, it's a trap.
Don't get me started on the AP poll, because it is the biggest joke, because it's basically, it's a bunch of people who watch one game, the game that they're at, and then just kind of fill out the rest of their polls. So, yeah, it is a joke.
But I'd love to hear from U of M fans on this. Like, where are you at with your football team, right? We did the quarter poll segment with the Lions. Look, Michigan's winning games. And the one loss you have, okay, you lost to the number two or number one team in America. I liked you against USC. You won. Unlikely way to do it, but you did it. And last week, yeah, you got a break from the refs. I'm sure Johnny Porkfats has a book called Getting the Break. The story of Michigan football. They've had the refs in their pocket for 100 years.
Or 24 hours later, brand new rule change.
Sure. The field was crowned.
If I think a lot of Michigan fans, I'm like, because I was hanging out with a few last night.
You associate with those scumbags?
I do, man.
Look at you.
Hey, man.
It's personal growth.
Hey, childhood friends. A little bit of how in the world did we make it this far with no quarterback was the discussion. Like, I can't believe this is the options that we have at quarterback coming off of all the playoffs, a national title, and we look over and it's either these two guys, a seventh-year player who can't stay healthy, or a freshman at about $150 in combat boots,
but
dripping
even
wet.
Even more glaring, I mean, Donovan Edwards' fall from grace. Even more glaring, where are the functional wide receivers? That's Michigan, man.
Right, but you knew you were not going to get wide receivers, because when was the last time they really threw to wide receivers?
Right, but like Roman Wilson got drafted. Like, they had players, right? Like, even Cornelius Johnson had made some plays in his life there.
Right, but they didn't get the Xavier Worthies. They didn't get the, I mean, think about it. They had Nico Collins. He's probably had more catches in one game than he had it his entire time at Michigan.
Man, you win that one. They had him. They had Tariq Black. They had a couple of really good receivers.
DPJ all on the same team.
Didn't use them. But I'd love to hear from the people on it. I don't know. It's a weird vibe. And look, I'm not used to seeing Michigan be an underdog. Certainly not an unranked team that you're about to go face. Do you feel like, you know, you've stolen the last two games? You feel like the bottom's falling out here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, I do.
Notice who's gotten quiet. Old Jesus in there. What's your problem?
My problem is after every win, USC and then Minnesota, I feel just relief. We got away with a win. How did we win this game? That's every feeling the last few weeks. And if you don't get a Will Johnson interception against USC, you probably still lose that game. You needed that defensive score because you weren't scoring offensively. Rico, you talked about in the prop bets, their second half is atrocious, and you need something defensively to get you going. They started off strong against Minnesota and just fell flat on their face in the second half, and I'm like, here we go again. A different way from USC, but here we go again.
David, you know what's funny? It's like USC and Minnesota each thought that, okay, Orgy's not really that bad, so they're going to come out here and throw the ball around. And by halftime, it's like, what are we doing? How about we just go after and stop the run game? And that's when both teams tried to make their, you know, come back in the second half, but it was too little too late for both of those squads. Had they played that same game plan just to start the second quarter, I think you're looking at a different result.
I think the thing that stands out to me is, like, I thought Michigan was a 9-3 team at the start of the year. I moved to just 8-4 based on the quarterback play, but no lower. And it feels like that's still where they're at. And I just wonder if it's kind of, then what's the point of any of this? Look, I went through it as a State fan back in, 2015 or 14 or 13. Like, when you have 3 years in a row like that where State finished in the top 10, made the playoff, won the Big Ten multiply, the whole thing, the minute you don't attain that, there's a level of apathy to everything else. Meaning, yeah, not just the clown show of 16 for us, but even like 17, where we weren't going to beat any of the best teams on our schedule. Like, when you are a Michigan fan, I wonder if you're just like, well, we got no shot against Oregon and Ohio State, so what the hell's the point? Like, a 9-3 Michigan team that gets orbital rammed by the three best teams they play, they're probably not getting in the playoff. They're just not.
So,
but that's before you talk about potentially losing to UW Saturday.
So it's like a 9-3 Alabama team. Yeah, this is a loss for us. We're going to go ahead and look for basketball.
No, that's the 9-3 team that MSU ends up playing in the Citrus Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then they're all angry and they murder people.
No. You know what happened in that game, right?
Death? Destruction?
No. State players did the dumbest thing ever. Alabama players didn't care about the game. State players, pregame, go over, taunt them.
Oh, dear.
We're going to beat you. Big Ten's better than the SEC. Okay.
The only
Bama players looked and said, do you believe what these SOBs are saying about us? And they rallied and curb stomped State.
Do you remember when Vanderbilt did that? A couple years ago, Vanderbilt wins a nondescript game, and they got one of their, I think it was an offensive lineman, goes out there after the game, and he goes, yeah, we play SEC ball. Like, you'll find out when you come here. Bama's next. They're on the clock. I swear to God, Bama rolled in the next week, won 70-0.
Right.
Like, they had asked Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts is like, yeah, I mean, technically, we're next on their schedule. They go, bam, like 70-0. Brother, don't poke the bear.
That's what happened. State players, pregame warm-ups as they're stretching. Because the Bama players were like, look, we got our swag bag. We're going to the league. You can have this game. Oh, wait, they're talking trash. All right, fellas, one last time. Let's do this.
Let's get to the people. I just want to know where Michigan fans are at with their team, because it is a good game this weekend. You know, it is one of the better matchups. And we haven't had a chance to really dive in. And I kind of wonder where you're at with your team, because, look, they're scrapping it out. They're winning games. But it does feel like you're going to give one back. Like, you kind of stole the last two. And you know, with Oregon and OSU on tap, you're going to be a double-figure underdog in both those games.
Yeah.
Ohio State, you may be a 3-touchdown underdog. I think the future line was out to like 19 at one point.
Yeah, I think the one do they play Indiana?
That's the game I worry about.
Don't get me excited. That's my boy Cignetti. Don't.
You talk about give one away now? Before the season, Michigan fans, including myself, said, oh, Indiana.
Yeah.
Now it's, ooh,
is he Indiana. Is Cignetti a real Italian?
No, he's just a real...
I mean, Costa's not.
He's a real bleep head is what he is. And he loves gamblers, because that cat, pedal down. All he cares about is covering.
Bet the over.
2-4. Dude, he's a maniac. He's running hurry up with 38 seconds to go. Oh, up 21. No.
There is kneel down. What?
Not to hell with that.
We got 15 seconds left.
We'll get to the
run people. The hook and ladder.
He's nailing it, people. He ain't wrong. 97.1.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!